every time one has to follow the steps, it begins with these steps one after the other. They begin with asanam. Sthira sukham asanam. In this, the position of the head, hands are included. Dishascha anavalokayan. That is the position of the head. One doesn't look up or look down. Look left or right. Looking straight. Eyes can be more or less closed, as though one looks at one's own nose tip, nasikagra, as though one is looking at one's own nose tip. That is the eye position. This problem doesn't arise if the eyes are closed. Closing of the eyes is also deliberate. One has to open the eyes after having closed them and deliberately close. Upper eyelids touch the lower softly. Look at any statue of the Buddha. The sculptor achieves in terms of making the Buddha sitting at peace with himself by just making the upper eyelid free from any line, wrinkle, no crease. Upper eyelids are totally visible, touching the lower. That is closing of the eyes. Nowhere it is said, but it is true. This closing of the eyes has a lot to contribute in terms of relaxation. Open your eyes softly. Bring the upper eyelids to touch the lower. Open your eyes softly, slowly, softly. Close. One person I know for years followed this closing of the eyes, and he came and told me. He told in the class openly, you would never, for years he had meditated, there was no relaxation. After this closing of the eyes deliberately, softly, I was relaxed. Amazing. Simple things like this can make a difference in somebody's life. The external world deliberately is kept external. The mountains are external to the senses. They are not external to your consciousness. External to the senses, not external to Chaitanya. They remain external. They don't get internalized. Mark the word, they don't get internalized. Since I don't want the mountains to be different. I have no agenda for these mountains. Trees, ocean, cows, horses, where you find yourself a simple conscious being, appreciative of the external world. You see the mountains. They don't threaten you. As long as you are not inside the ocean, you are looking at the ocean, the ocean remains external. People in general remain external. Because you have no agenda for them. You take them as they are. But you can't do so if you have a certain prejudice, color prejudice, gender prejudice, age prejudice, nationality prejudice. You can't take them as they are, assuming you are free from such prejudices. These people are external. Can one say one's mother is external? Not easy. True, mother is external. Mother is not sitting inside you, but she is inside too. There is an unconscious and the conscious. The mother is part of this unconscious. She is inside. The conscious you wants the mother to be different from your own perception of a mother. Visualize her. This is how she is, she has been, she was in my perception. This is how she has been, she is, she was in my perception. She could not be any different for she had her own background, her own needs, her own unconscious. Recognizing she could not be any different because this is how she is. Grant her freedom. Allow her to grow in her own time frame. Pray for her, unload her from the conscious mind at least, unload her, pray for her. Otherwise, a mother is a source of despair, helplessness, frustration. Father, this is how he was, he is. Visualize him. Even if he is not alive, visualize him. This is how he was, he is, in my perception. In your care, because of your caring, it's easy to grant him freedom to be what he is. He was in my perception. My perception may be partially wrong, cannot be totally right. In my perception, this is how he is, he was. I grant him freedom. How do you do that? This is how he is, he was in my perception. If you need to, pray for him. So too, siblings. If you have brothers, sisters, siblings, each one visualize, grant freedom. There is always rivalry. Each one grant freedom. If you say, I have no rivalry, the other has rivalry, enough. Allow the brother, sister, the sibling to be what he, she is, what the person is. In your perception, this visualization is deliberate. Generally, these people are always internal. They are not merely external. They remain inside as the causes of frustration. Frustration remains inside. Therefore they are there. Frustration, helplessness, anger, despair. These are the causes. Unload them. How? Granting freedom. You care for them, love, you have love for them, period. Pray for them. They cannot anymore make you helpless, frustrated. They are out there. Love and care are with you. Prayers are there with you. Unload them. Relatives, friends, employers, employees, care for them. You have love, care, compassion, prayer. Care, compassion, prayer. This is true towards community, country, humanity in general. care, compassion, prayer. You are care, compassion, prayer. You are caring, compassion, prayer. Prayerfulness and prayer. When you say Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschit Dukkha Bhag Bhave. What a prayer! Sarve, mother, father, sibling, brother, sister, neighbor, neighbors, community, people of the nation, people of the world, animals and the flora, all Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina. Understand how our rishis were caring, compassionate, and totally objective, prayerful, and their heads were free from any nagging agenda for others. This is how the world is, period. Our sun, Jupiter, Venus, Mercury, Mars, this is how our system is. The galaxies, this is how the universe is, period. This is how my body is, height, weight, color, age, health, looks, gender. This is how this body is, period. This is how my mind is. My Shraddha, my lack of Shraddha, my ambitions, my despairs, my disappointments, my needs, my failures, my successes, all that make me, my raga, my dvesha, All these make me. My past with memories, without memories, my past. All this are they separate from Ishvara? If I say Ishvara is manifest conscious being, all knowing, manifest in the form of Jagat, it's not just space and time, it's my body, my prana, every gland in my body, every cell in my brain. Is not Ishvara pervasive? What do we mean? Ishvara is all-pervasive, parrot. Every thought falls within the psychological order, human psychological order. That is samashti. It covers my father, my mother, my brother, my sister, my neighbor, the Arab, everyone, the psychological order. How? Following this order, one can be manipulated. That's all within order. How can I say Ishvara is away? Every fancy that I entertain, every emotion, every cognition, every recollection, is not Ishvara. Present in every one of them in the form of order. Tasmai namaha. Tasmai namaha. Tasmai namaha. Tasmai namaha. Ishaya namaha. Tasmai namaha. Tasmai namaha. He Govind. Govind, 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 hey 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 Govind, 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 hey Govind, hey Govind, Govind. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.